Hello. Are you comfortable? Go and sit down. Close your eyes. Try to relax. And try to picture what I'm describing to you. Good. You are standing alone in the bottom of a valley. Mountains dominant around you. A rugged landscape. To your left and right, rock faces rear in the distance. Patches of exposed rock are visible on the sides of the cliff faces. Sparse trees cling to the ridges. Shrubs below knee height, gorse and heather are scattered in the grasses that persevere. Above you, traversing the sides of the mountains and trickling down are streams. Small streams turn to tiny waterfalls as they pour off the ridges, decorating the landscape. It is dusk, and as night draws in quicker, with every second, the landscape is shrouded in a blanket of darkness. And as night falls, your eyes adjust, and you see everything clearly. You belong out here in the night, letting your senses guide you. As colours become muted as night falls, you wake up. The last rays of the sun disappear, submitting to the moon and stars. Look up at the sky. Tilt your head up. Look. You are away from the light pollution that shrouds the stars. They are crystal clear. The colours dance and you see every detail. Every pinprick is combining in luminosity, lighting up the sky. You are guided by starlight. Release your vision up to the stars above and let them conquer your consciousness, dancing, twinkling, and glistening for you. Focus on one individual point and note its colour. Any variance in its appearance to those around it, then map it to the next star and the next and the next. You see patterns in the sky. They are forming shapes and pictures and drawing you deeper into the night. Let your mind fill with more and more patterns and shapes. Each star a point in a tapestry, in a picture that only you see. Let your mind be enveloped in stars. They can lead you in your journey. They can guide you. They can take you where you need to go. They take you deeper. They bring you peace. They lead you in relaxation and focus. You want to be closer to them. Focus on a star in your mind and watch it glisten. With every star you rest your eyes on, you feel yourself becoming more and more connected to your surroundings. As I count you down, you will relax while staying completely alert and completely aware. 10. Focus on a star and let it grow brighter in your mind. See it flicker and dance. 9. Let the white starlight sparkle in your mind as your eyes are drawn away to a neighbouring speck of light. 8. Your eyes flick to the next star, drawing connections and triangulating. Let it grow brighter, guiding you deeper. 7. Moving star to star, You feel them guiding you to a place where you are connected to the world around you. 6. With each star you focus on, you will become more in tune with your senses, and as I count down with you, you start to feel everything, to see everything, notice every star. 5. Let your eyes move, seeing the bigger picture in the sky as you become more and more aware of your environment. 4. As you watch the stars grow brighter and become more visible, your senses begin to heighten. Your sense of smell gets more precise, and you start to taste the night air. 3. Move your eyes around the sky and feel the cool air on your skin sending tingles up your arm, down your neck, down your back. 2. When you relax, you'll become more aware of your senses and you'll feel drawn to the stars. You feel the need to be closer to them. 1. Relax, let go entirely and drop. You are relaxed, drop. You are peaceful, drop. And your mind is more blank than it was before, drop. Still alert, still aware. Start to notice the changes in the direction of the night air. Focus on slight movements in the grass, in the heather, in the gorse. Every movement catches your attention momentarily. It passes through your mind. Then you let it go. It leaves your mind if it is unimportant, and as unimportant thoughts leave your mind, you become more and more blank. You embrace your raw urges, impulses, and emotions. You are drawn to the stars, you feel pulled up, and you're beginning to feel the need to run, the urge to move up the mountains and run up. That feeling is going to overwhelm you. As the urge builds, calculate the energy, the pace, the stamina. These calculations will become instinct. You don't need to think. You know the routes in front of you. You plan, and as your eyes flick up the mountain, you know the paths, the rock faces, the elevation, the angles. It will be easy because you are built for this. You need to be closer to the stars. Run. Feel your heart rate in your fingertips, in your toes, beating in your chest. Be aware of your muscles as you run, making your movements precise. Ignore fatigue. You do not feel pain. You need to reach the summit and climb and be closer to the stars. Your feet are finding each rock as you skip nimbly up tracks and paths. You do not stumble nor slip. Your feet find where they need to be. Without thought, you run. Running is intuitive because you are built for it. Built to run, involved to hunt, outpace and overcome, in tune with your breathing and body. Run. Run up towards the peak. Feel the heather and grass graze past your ankles. Your feet carry you as you progress and succeed in traversing the landscape. You are strong and purposeful in your movements, in complete control of your body. You have an awareness of every muscle in your legs as they tense and release and carry you. Your core tenses as you run, arms carefully guiding you, giving you momentum. Run intuitively because you are built for this. Run upwards, up the paths that lead to the summit. Your senses are heightened as you run. You feel the smell of the sharp night air and it adds colour to your environment. You smell the grasses when they brush against your legs. The water that flows down the ground beneath you smells earthy as your feet disturb the soil. You breathe in and out as you run through your environment. You engage with it, letting each of your senses connect you deeper to the mountains around you. You feel every turn of the breeze on your skin. It plays in your hair as it blows out behind you. The cold air nips at your cheeks, flushing them. Breathe in and out as your legs cut through the air, leaving it behind you. You move through it. You push through. Cold is leaching through your shoes, reminding you you are connected to the ground. The air washes over you. It focuses you. You are focused on climbing higher to be nearer to the stars. As you approach the summits, you count down from 10, and as you reach 1, give in to your nature. Let go of control and become wild. Become connected with your environment and switch on. Your eyes sharp. You taste the air. You smell the water. You feel the ground beneath your feet. 10. Pace yourself as you run, strong and steady. 9, left and right as you breathe in and out. 8, traversing narrow, uneven paths with ease. 7, strength and stamina. 6, agility carrying you as you ascend. 5, approaching now, the summit in sight as you breathe in and out. 4, ignore your fatigue and push. 3, feel yourself drawn to the stars. 2, reaching the peak and the ground leveling off. 1, notice. Notice how alone you are on the peak that you stand upon. There are no plants on this rock face, remote from the world below. Focus on what's around you. You're tired from your run. Be silent. Be still. You are breathing the sharp, cold air while the night hangs over you. It's quiet. You can only hear your paced breathing and your heart pounding in your ears as you recover. Notice you are not alone. You see me sitting, watching you, taking in how you look with your hair disturbed by the wind, your eyes bright in the night by starlight. Analyze me. Am I a threat? Am I predator or prey? Do you think you would win in a fight? Do you think you could outpace me if you ran? Could I catch you, pin you down, overpower you, outplan you, win the game? I'm alone, sat down on the ground. Do I look vulnerable, weak, enticing, sitting, watching you? Do you think that I'm afraid of you? Do you think I'm tempting you. You are all by yourself. Are you the vulnerable one? See me, pale, in the moonlight, still, but for curious eyes. Would you approach me? Stand in front of me? Try to intimidate me? What am I wearing? Little shorts and a tight top. Do you want to rip them off of me? Maybe I want to rip your clothes off. Is that the intent that you see in my eyes? As you approach me, I stand. I walk towards you. You towards me, until we are inches apart, eyes level. You can smell me, feel my breath on your lips, face to face, eyes locked. Are you going to break? Are you going to run? I can see in your eyes. Part of you is hungry, lustful, carnal. You want me. You want to dig your fingertips into my skin, wrap your fingers around in my hair and force me down. Who would win that fight? I reach out and grip your arm. Digging my nails into your skin, they feel electric. You're not going to give me what I want, not without a challenge, a chase, a fight. Run, run back down the mountain, your heart racing again, your feet sure. Try to escape me. Dart along paths, I can keep pace with you quickly. I am fast, I am at your heels, and I like your games. You're tired, you've just run up to the peak. Do you think you can run away from me after that? Do you want to run away from me anyway? Run around the rocks by the path, leave the track, use everything you have to escape me. I will catch you. Track you down, win. With every turn you make, I match. I cut you off. I know this place I brought you to. I built it in your mind. You can't escape me. Feel me catch you. Grip your arm again, my grip tight and sure. My nails scratching your arm, sending electricity up into your shoulders. Across your back, down your spine, I pull you back, stopping you where you stand, and I hear your breath catch as I hold your arm. Do you feel anticipation? Nerves? I push you forcefully back against a rock at the side of the path, and I make you sit down. One hand at the back of your neck, and with the other, I place my fingers under your chin. I tilt your head up to look at me. Do you regret running from me? Was it a wise choice to try to get away from me? You're tired. I think the fight's gone from you. Let me have you. Let me play with you. I move the hands at the back of your neck up and grip your hair, pulling your head to the side firmly and nipping your ear. The feeling of my teeth, my breath in your ear and my hands in your hair, pulling it, make you give in to your urges. You can't help yourself. Pull me into you roughly, unescapably, forcefully, onto your lap, lose control, rip my top off and bite my neck hard, draw blood, grip me tightly, your fingertips leaving bruises on my hips, and pull me against you while I pull your t-shirt off and run my fingernails across your back. Electricity darting down your spine with every scratch. We move together, grinding against each other, and I feel your hard cock pressed against me through your shorts as you pull me roughly against you again and again, your hands all over me, eager and rough. You feel my hands explore your body and my lips kissing along your jaw, playful bites. You need me. You need to fuck me. You push me down to the ground and pin me to the floor. In the dark and the cool air, you feel me struggling with you, fighting with you. You put your weight on me, hold my shoulders down with one arm across my chest, lash out at me, roll and tussle. You reach down roughly to remove my shorts, and I take the opportunity. I put my knee in between us and push you back, back, and I'm on top of you again. You feel my chest hot against yours and our skin touching. Smell me, lick me, taste my skin, lean down and bite my chest. My nipples leave a mark, pant and growl to me. Pull me into you and grind into me as you become lost in the feeling of being close to me. Hear my heart pounding and feel the blood rushing to your cock, pulsing and twitching. My thighs are either side of you. I am on your lap. With your back against the rock, I have you trapped. Rip my clothes off as I rip off yours. Feel my skin against yours. Feel me hot against you in the cold air as I drag my nails down your chest. Feel electricity and tingles spread across your stomach as I wrap my hands around your hard cock. As I hold you tightly, put your hands in my hair and pull my head back, tilt it up to the sky and hear my breath catch as you bite and kiss down my neck, my hand firmly on your cock, feeling you hard in my hand. I raise myself up and I bring you inside me, hot and wet and tight. You feel yourself inside me. Fuck me like you ran, senses heightened, feeling my nails on your back and my hands in your hair, my teeth on your neck in the cold air, my hot body against you, writhing with you, grinding against you. Smell my skin, smell sex, taste me, my blood where you bit down hard, look at me, the way my tits bounce, my pale skin in the moonlight, my tight muscles moving with you up and down, hard and fast, rough, complete intuition, pure urges and needs. Fuck me hard and deep. You thrust up into me as I raise and lower myself. My hands move over you, exploring your body and moving you where I want you. You're so deep in me with every stroke. You hear me moan as you fill me up, giving me what I want. I want you to fuck me hard, fast, deep. You're getting frustrated with my pacing, my rhythm. You want me harder. You want to take me as you see fit. You want control. You put your hands in my hair and you pull me off of you, push me down, turn me around as I resist against your strong grip. You turn me away from you and bend me at my hips. You have control with one hand in my hair. You use your other to thrust your cock deep inside me. You pull my hair, making me arch my back. And you grab my breast with your other hand and you start to fuck me hard and fast. Only growls and exertion pass your lips. You do not need to speak to me. Just fuck me. Use me for your pleasure. Fuck me hard and fast, deep. With every stroke, have me moaning and dripping wet for you as you fuck me. I hear you moaning behind me, getting faster and faster, harder and rougher. I feel the sting of your hand on my ass. You hit me and it makes me tense around you. You like that feeling, don't you? You hit me. Again and again, feeling me flinch and tense and hearing me gasp with every stroke. Fuck, you feel so good inside me. The feeling of you fucking me overwhelms me as I feel your cock pushing in and out, hard and fast. You're getting faster with every smack. The only thing on your mind is the feeling of fucking me, of having your cock buried deep inside me, feeling my pussy tense around you every time your hand makes contact with my skin. Put both your hands on my firm ass and pull me into you. Leave bruises and marks on my skin as you fuck me hard. Keep going hard and deep and fast as I grind and rock back into you, moaning, resisting, writhing. Fuck me hard and rough, give in to urges, let yourself be free to dig your fingers into me, pull my hair, arch my back. You need to feel free and uninhibited, be wild and fuck me, feel my skin under your hands and your cock deep inside me. You want to fuck me and you want to come deep inside me. You want to come while pulling my hair back hard and firmly. Give in to your urges, come for me, fill me up while you fuck me hard and fast. Keep going, keep ramming your cock into me. Come for me as you fuck me hard, deep inside me, with my hips rocking back into you over and over. I want to feel you tremble, your hard cock pulse inside me as you fuck me, pull me into you and hold me tight as pleasure ripples and waves over you and moves through your body and overwhelms you. The only thing in your mind is the feeling of fucking me, of having your cock deep inside me. Fuck, I flinch as you grip my neck, your breathing desperate and heavy as you groan and shudder and come. Your hips lift and crash into mine firmly and forcefully, make me scream out loud, every thrust filling me deep. You collapse on top of me, cock still inside me. You're done with me, exhausted. As you rest, you start to notice the cool night air again. As you relax back with me, your heart rate coming back down, hold me against you in the night, under the stars, and get lost in the feeling of pleasure.